Hello and welcome to Sunday Soul Stories. Rise, it's time to believe in you. Which we hope you enjoy as we connect together on Sundays. As we journey through the discovery of soul stories to comfort your heart, mind, body and soul. Our story today is about Home is Where the Heart Is, which was written in lockdown. Imagine a picture of the full moon, surrounded by white fluffy clouds. A reminder of the clouds that cloud our judgments and disturb our peace. To remind us that moon shines brightly, to bring light at a time of darkness to the world. We can build a safe home. We can build a loving church. We can build a golden skyscraper. We can build a rainbow bridge. Yet it is the very people, each and every one, that adds value, brings it to life. The laughter, the choir of angels, the ringing bell lines. Connection from one land to another. A connection from one person to another. A sacred connection. A spirit of renewal. A spirit of love. A spirit of hope. A spirit of faith. A spirit of peace. This Easter, these places will be empty, as the home becomes the refuge, the shelter. Filled with choirs of music, books of prayer, poems and reflections, dances of laughter, of oneness, a joining of hands, united peacefully at home. Home is where the heart is. Rise with a heart filled with peace, love and joy. Thank you for taking the time today. God bless, keep safe, keep well, and keep smiling.
Louisa Natasha Parker's book, The Power of Poetry, encourages daily reflection. Her poems and words are empowering and inspirational. I recommend this book to anyone who is seeking self-awareness. Dr. Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist.